The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you. The sound prints is up for last week. Fantasy Book Club meets May 22nd on Zoom. Eyes on Success features Windows Hotkeys. The DKM Winners profiles for that conference coming up in the summer. DKM First Timers Information. Pre-registration form available for convention, ACB. HIMSS sponsorship at the convention. Politico.com has an article about Lyft versus the ADA. And Cool Blind Tech features articles on Microsoft Braille Controller for BVI gamers, Google features, SuperSense works without Wi-Fi, Microsoft new hire details, Nintendo Switch update. Today's reading of Vision News is underwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. The Sound Prints Audio Magazine for May 12th is now online. ADA notification bill. Xbox Braille controller. New job at the ballpark. Kentucky School for the Blind Founders Day. http://www.kentucky-acb.org/soundprints. Link to subscribe to the Sound Prints Audio Magazine podcast with the extension .xml. If you have any questions about the Sound Prints Audio Magazine, contact the Kentucky Council of the Blind. Phone 502-895-4598 or email kcb@kentucky-acb.org. This week on Eyes on Success is episode 1920, Stepping It Up with Windows Hotkeys, aired May 15th, 2019. http://www.eyesonsuccess.net/show_notes_1920.htm. Show notes. People using screen readers rely on keyboard hotkeys in order to interact with their computers, but there's always more to learn. Hosts Nancy and Peter Torpy talk with Dean Martineau about his new book that describes how you can use keyboard hotkeys in Windows more effectively. Customize your workflow and take these shortcuts to the next level. Find the audio, show notes, and much more at www.eyesonsuccess.net. Check out Eyes on Success, formerly Viewpoints, a weekly half-hour audio program for people living with vision loss. Find out more about the show and get links to past episodes at www.eyesonsuccess.net. The Fantasy Book Club will be held on the fourth Wednesday of this month, Wednesday, May 22, 2019, at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We will continue the format of having everybody read a book and discuss their book choice with the group. The Zoom relevant info is https://zoom.us/j/56111-2974. On iPhone 1, tap 1-408-638-0986, 56111-2974#, or 1-646-876-9923, 56111-2974, or telephone. Dial in the U.S. 1-408-638-0986 or 1-646-876-9923 and dial in the meeting ID 561-112-974. International numbers available at https://zoom.us/u/. Signed Julia Kulak, K-U-L-A-K, Group Facilitator. julia.kulak@gmail.com. Kenneth Seaman Sr. writes, the American Council of the Blind and DKM First Timers Committee is pleased to announce the 2019 DKM First Timers. Each recipient met all of the requirements necessary for consideration of the honor of receiving this award. Make plans to attend the DKM First Timers Reception on Wednesday, July 10th in Rochester to witness the honorees being recognized and to participate in our gift card fundraiser and sports fans activities. The DKM First Timers Award is ACB's primary leadership development award, and it is given in memory of Durward K. McDaniel, also known as the founding father of ACB. The DKM First Timers Program and ACB honors recipients by funding round-trip air travel and supporting transportation, hotel accommodations, double occupancy, per diem allowance for meals and incidentals and leadership activities, reception, banquet tickets, the general convention registration fee, and other activities determined by the committee and ACB Board of Directors. The responsibilities of each recipient include, but are not limited to, attending the full week of conference and convention activities from Friday, July 5th to Friday, July 12th, participating in daily general sessions, keys to the convention seminar, along with special interest and committee seminars. Read below the introductions to find out more about the DKM First Timers Program. Introducing Ted Boardman of Bloomington, Indiana, as the 2019 DKM First Timer East of the Mississippi River. Ted works full-time managing information technology for an academic department at Indiana University. He also does freelance app and web development. Ted has worked hard to strengthen his chapter, Heartland ACB, by assisting with administrative tasks and broadening awareness of their efforts, while also serving as chapter representative to the ACB of Indiana Board of Directors. Other efforts include actively advocating to improve access to transportation and employment. Even while facing challenges with progressive vision loss, he exhibits positive energy and is determined to serve and assist others while advancing his career goals. Introducing Stephen Salas of Austin, Texas, as the 2019 DKM First Timer West of the Mississippi River. Stephen is in his final year at Austin Community College as he works to acquire his degree in music business, performance, and technology. He eagerly plans to move forward with a career in music business with a goal to become a music teacher and performing artist. Since joining the Austin Council of the Blind, Stephen has served on the Nominating Committee and the Public Relations Committee while assisting his chapter by maintaining a presence on social media, the chapter website, and community projects, including public speaking. Stephen desires to share his abilities as he identifies areas that he can contribute to throughout the organization. To be eligible for consideration, each applicant had to meet specific requirements, which includes being age 18 or older, blind or visually impaired, and ACB member in good standing, and never have attended a previous ACB national conference and convention. In addition, two letters were submitted for each applicant, a letter of application from the interested member and a letter of recommendation from a state or special interest affiliate president. The letter of application introduced the applicant to the committee and contained reasons for applying for the award, a brief summary of education and experience related to the applicant's community service, contributions to the affiliate, and the significance of the First Timers Award to the applicant's personal or career development. The letter of recommendation included the applicant's leadership contributions and potential. Applicants also participated in a 30-minute interview. In correlation with the theme of the 2019 ACB Conference and Convention, ACB Picture the Future, you are invited to enter the Field of Dreams as you attend the DKM First Timers Reception on Wednesday, July 10th in Rochester, New York. Join us with your favorite sports attire as we elevate the excitement of achieving personal goals and your greatest dream. You can also share your dream for the future of ACB. We will recognize the top three best represented sports fans. Ignite your creativity to make it an evening to remember. Wave a banner for your favorite sports team. Plan ahead to get your entry ticket when pre-registering for the convention. You will get the opportunity to meet and greet recipients of the 2019 DKM First Timers Award and take part in honoring the legacy of Durward K. McDaniel, ACB's founding father. Remember to support the DKM First Timers program by making a financial contribution, and your name will be placed in an appreciation drawing to win a gift card. Those contributing $100 or more will be recognized as elite DKM partners during the reception. Here's how it works. A $5 donation gets your name in the drawing one time. Every $10 donation gets 3 entries. Every $20 donation gets 6 entries. There are no tickets to fill out. Your name and contact information is your ticket. You will have the opportunity to win gift cards that can be used nationwide at all restaurants, department stores, and for online shopping. Examples include, but are not limited to, Amazon, Walmart, Best Buy, Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, Home Depot, and Visa and MasterCard gift cards. No need to be present during the drawing. If you are not in attendance of the DKM First Timers reception, you will be contacted and your gift card will be mailed to you. You can also authorize someone to accept your prize during the event. For additional information, contact Kenneth Seaman, S-E-M-I-E-N, Senior, DKM Committee Chair, by sending email to semien.k@att.net. Janet Dickelman writes, "Hello, everyone. You are now able to browse the registration form. Simply go to acbconvention.org, and you will find a heading that says, Browse 2019 Sessions and Tours. This is your chance to review the form and decide which activities you want to attend before the conference registrations open on May 22nd. The form will also be available on ACB Radio and NFB Newsline in the next few days. Stay tuned for details. Convention registration will open May 22nd for ACB members and on May 27th for non-members. Don't miss out on the fun. Make your hotel reservations today. Room rates at the Hyatt and the Riverside are $89 per night, single or double occupancy, with an additional $10 per person for up to 4 people. This room rate does not include tax, which currently is 14%. For telephone reservations, call the Riverside at 585-546-6400 or the Hyatt at 800-233-1234. Make sure to mention you are with the American Council of the Blind 2019. Rooms must be booked by June 7, 2019 to guarantee the convention rate. To make reservations online, visit our website, www.acb.org, and follow the 2019 convention link for online reservations. Please feel free to contact me with any questions either by phone, 651-428-5059, or email janet.dickelman@gmail.com. Thanks to HIMS for their Topaz sponsorship. Attend their session Saturday, July 6th, and visit them in the exhibit hall. Saturday from 1:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m., HIMS, Excellent Choice, R.H. McQuaid. Whether you choose to streamline your Google experience with the Polaris, optimize your workflow with a Q Braille XL, or enjoy the smoothest reading experience on an Actolino, the HIMS team has your back. If you choose a bulky device with a built-in screen to accommodate the sight-dependent people in your life, we celebrate that you can make that choice. Choice drives innovation, and HIMS has many innovations to choose from. Check out what we're about. Excellent choice. Convention registration opens May 22nd for ACB members and May 27th for non-members. Don't miss out on the fun. Make your hotel reservations today. Posted May 2nd on Politico.com, an article by Samantha Maldonado. Lyft, L-Y-F-T, fights to avoid Americans with Disabilities Act in federal court. Lyft argues it should not be subject to the Americans with Disabilities Act and is fighting a federal class action lawsuit filed in Westchester County on the grounds that it is not in the transportation business. It's an argument long employed by app-based companies like Lyft and Uber, and it's one that experts in the field continue to scoff at. According to their public filings, their mission is to improve people's lives with the world's best transportation, said former New York City Taxi Commissioner Mira Joshi. Or maybe it should be improving some people's lives, because throughout the country, most passengers that use a wheelchair still can't get a lift. Lyft continues to bill itself as a better-behaved version of the arch-rival Uber, but this is only its latest effort to avoid government regulations designed to make transportation more accessible to people with disabilities. It's facing another class action lawsuit, that one in the Bay Area, claiming the company discriminates against people with disabilities. In its filings with the SEC in March, ahead of its public offering, Lyft acknowledged its ongoing legal battles against having to comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act, but said it disputes allegations of wrongdoing and intends to continue to defend ourselves vigorously in these matters. For a company that says they want to do the right thing, they should do the right thing, said attorney Jeremiah Lee Frey Pearson, who is representing the plaintiffs in the New York class action lawsuit. Not serving people with disabilities is very inconsistent with the public message that Lyft wants to send as being an inclusive and progressive company. Campbell Matthews, a spokesperson for Lyft, declined to comment on the Westchester litigation, but in an emailed statement suggested the company's notion of accessibility is more all-embracing than the one put forth by advocates for the disabled. We think about accessibility broadly and know that many who were previously underserved by transit and taxis are now able to rely on Lyft for convenient and affordable rides, she said. That argument doesn't satisfy Harriet Lowell of White Plains, who, with Westchester Disabled on the Move, filed a class action lawsuit in August 2017 against Lyft for the company's failure to equitably serve disabled people in all areas of the country. Lowell, who uses a motorized scooter, has been unable to use Lyft because of the paucity of wheelchair accessible for hire vehicles where she lives, but she has a husband willing to drive her around. Not everybody has that. People who live alone, who are disabled, and have fewer resources than I do, she said. Lyft moved to dismiss Lowell's suit on the grounds that Lyft users agree to solve disputes in arbitration and waive their rights to sue in a class action lawsuit as part of the company's terms of service. A federal judge dismissed that request. Now, according to Lowell's lawyers, Lyft is resisting the judge's efforts to get the parties to mediate, which the lawyers interpret as an unwillingness to solve the problem. Without mediation, a protracted legal battle is expected, with Lyft continuing to dispute its obligations under the ADA. That's more time that Lowell and others with disabilities will not be able to access the company's cars. We just want Lyft to comply with the law and treat people with disabilities equally, said Frey Pearson. There are many different ways Lyft could do this, and it's not for us to dictate which ones they use. Uber does not provide ADA service in Westchester either. Frey Pearson said he and his colleagues have been reluctant to also sue Uber because there's already national litigation against the company and it appears to be taking more steps toward accessibility. Last June, New York City settled a suit with Lyft, Uber, and VIA over requirements that the companies provide more service to people in wheelchairs. Under the settlement, app-based ride-sharing companies in New York City must service at least 80% of requests for wheelchair-accessible vehicles in under 10 minutes, and 90% in under 15 minutes by mid-2021. While many see that settlement as progress, advocates say the federal class action suit is a way to make the companies accountable on a national scale. What I want for Lyft is to make themselves accessible throughout America, Lowell said. It's definitely not about money for me. I'm not in need of money. I'm really in need of a ride. Posted on Cool Blind Tech, May 14th, Microsoft makes gaming more accessible with this Xbox Braille controller for blind and low-vision gamers. Microsoft has patented a major change to the standard Xbox controller, adding a Braille display for vision-impaired gamers and paddles for Braille input. As reported by German tech site Let's Go Digital, Microsoft's controller patent creates an opportunity for on-screen text and UI assets to be better explained to visually impaired gamers. The report shares that the present solution for gamers who can't read the text in games are audio descriptions, but a built-in Braille display would allow someone to take in and process the data while remaining immersed in the game. The Microsoft patent describes an Xbox controller with the haptic Braille cording capability. There are paddles on the rear of the controller that can be rearranged and used to specifically engage Braille characters for various reasons. One may initiate in-game text chat, for instance. There's potential for the paddles to give touch feedback as well. The patent goes on to describe what type of issues Microsoft aims to address. It references the evolution of games from text-heavy adventures to experiences dependent on complex graphics. Games employing these complex graphics are challenging to use for visually impaired or blind users, since the accompanied audible feedback may only describe the game's complex graphics in a limited manner through the use of screen readers, the patent reads. In addition, when a game is moving quickly, such as in a fighting game, the output from a screen reader may lag gameplay. A need remains for improved game controllers and accessories that address the very specialized manner in which visually impaired or blind users interact with video games. Microsoft may well go all the way with the development of the Xbox controller with a fully functional onboard Braille display. The idea has progressed all the way through a registered patent, and soon it will be on full display at the upcoming E3 Games convention. Nelson Rago is the owner and founder of the Cool Blind Tech website since November of 2012. Nelson launched his first show on March 14, 2013. He also directs the website as a whole, hiring staff, originated new shows, and approving all content. Also posted May 14th, Google announced a few new accessibility features that should make smartphones and Google services even easier to use. Google Lens text-to-speech. While demoing Google Lens for Google Go, the search app for entry-level devices, Google revealed that the app will be able to read any text aloud and even translate it into the user's native language. The code needed for the feature supposedly measures 100 kilobytes, so the feature can be included in very cheap smartphones. Google gave a practical example of what that might mean for people who struggle to read. Live Transcribe will help deaf people hear what someone else is saying in real time. The app will transcribe everything it hears, so anyone hard of hearing can follow the conversation and reply. Live Transcribe is coming soon in beta version, first on Pixel 3 and then on other devices. Sound Amplifier. Sound Amplifier is also meant to help people with hearing disabilities. The feature lets you adjust the sound settings of the phone to make it easier to hear. The feature only works on devices running Android 9 Pie or higher. Live Caption and Live Relay. Live Caption is like Live Transcribe, but for videos, any video, and phone calls. With Live Caption enabled, anyone will be able to understand what's happening in a video from the web or a phone without turning on the sound. That's because subtitles will appear in real time on top of the video that's currently playing. The feature is meant to help people who are hard of hearing first and foremost. Similarly, Live Relay will work during calls if that's something you want to do, turning the whole conversation into a chat-like experience. Live Caption doesn't need the internet to work, but you'll need an Android Q device. Project Euphonia. Project Euphonia is meant to help people suffering from ALS, people who had a stroke, and people with other speech impediments speak. Google is using machine learning to turn hard-to-understand speech and facial expressions into text so that people can have conversations. Another Cool Blind Tech article posted May 14th reads, SuperSense, a new kind of app for the blind and vision impaired. SuperSense is a new kind of app for the blind and low vision community. It locates objects around you. Do you need to find an empty chair or a trash can? Are you trying to locate the door of a building? Choose what you are looking for and scan your environment with your smartphone. SuperSense will find it in real time without an internet connection. SuperSense is developed by Mediate, an MIT spinoff AI startup based in Boston. Mediate helps innovative neural network systems with the support of National Science Foundation. SuperSense is available to download for Android on Google Play. The iOS app for iPhone will be available later this summer, 2019. Mediate is an MIT spinoff led by a team of entrepreneurs, AI researchers, and designers from MIT, Harvard, and McKinsey. Mediate is generously supported by MIT DesignX Accelerator, MIT Sandbox Program, and National Science Foundation. The app is supported by Android 6.0 and above. SuperSense is free for the first week. You can cancel your subscription during the first week without paying. Turkish developer promoted to lead Microsoft's accessibility team, posted May 2nd. Hasan Özdemir, a visually impaired software developer known for his work for visually impaired users in Turkey, has been promoted to lead Microsoft's accessibility team at the company's U.S. headquarters. Özdemir will be in charge of staff testing the accessibility features of commercial software that Microsoft develops for users with disabilities such as visually impaired and hearing impaired. Özdemir is behind a Braille translation software that is widely used by visually impaired people in Turkey. He has worked for Microsoft Turkey for the past 10 years and made headlines for being the first visually impaired programmer in Turkey. A self-taught developer, he coded several text-to-speech programs before joining Microsoft. Özdemir, who was born in northern Turkey's Ordu, said he overcame many odds to finish his education after he and his family migrated to Istanbul when he was 8. I learned English and discovered the world of computers later. I felt like I was born again once I became familiar with computers. I was very interested in technology and how technology is facilitating our lives. I decided to develop software and learn to code while in high school. Soon I was able to code on my own and compiled a few programs. I sold them and set up my own company, Özdemir recounts in his life story. Özdemir says the software he developed touched the lives of thousands of disabled people. He originally developed them for his own use, and it was only later he noticed other people needed to use them too. Among programs he developed is an authentic text-to-speech engine in Turkish, a Braille keyboard application that enables users to use only 6 keys for the entire functions of a keyboard, a program for a tactile printout for the visually impaired, and a Windows learning kit for the visually impaired. I wanted to help more people in other countries that needed such programs, and the only way was to join a multinational company, he said. I was introduced to Microsoft by Sinan Yaman, head of the nonprofit Young Guru Academy. He arranged a meeting with the then CEO of the company's Turkey branch. The CEO told me I had a future and they desired to work with me. While at Microsoft, Özdemir learned new programming languages and led projects for the disabled, like a voice library allowing visually impaired to have access to 40,000 books. He now dreams of working on projects combining biology and technology. I truly believe that it is through the technology that all disabilities can be eliminated in the future, and I want to be a part of it when it happens, he says. Nintendo updates Switch with accessibility feature for visually impaired gamers, posted April 30th. Nintendo just rolled out the 8.0 update for the Switch, and it's got a few features gamers have been asking for. Switch owners can now transfer save data between systems, sort the icons on their dashboard, and most importantly for gamers with visual impairments, zoom in. From now on, Switch's game settings, users just have to turn on the zoom feature, then double-press the home button to zoom in on the screen. They can then move around the magnifying window and zoom in and out with the X and Y buttons. This small but impactful change is the latest in a long and far from finished march toward greater accessibility in games. Nintendo endeavors to provide products and services that can be enjoyed by everyone. Our products offer a range of accessibility features, such as motion controls, a zoom feature, haptic and audio feedback, and other innovative gameplay options, a statement from Nintendo says. In addition, Nintendo's software and hardware developers continue to evaluate different technologies to expand this accessibility in current and future products. Both the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4 already have Zoom features on their consoles, and the Xbox One released a special controller for people with motor disabilities who may have a hard time using a standard controller. Upcoming Arts Access performances that are audio-described include Pippin at Raleigh Little Theater in Sutton, June 9th, 3 p.m., Caroline or Change at Justice Theater Project, June 16th at 3:30 p.m., Annie at NC Theater, Raleigh Memorial Auditorium, July 27th, 2 p.m. In Durham, Hello Dolly at the Deepak, May 25th at 2 p.m. Cats at the Deepak, June 8th, 8 p.m. We've run out of time for today's reading of Vision News. I hope you've enjoyed it. Please join us next time. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.